There's no support, there's no money, and there's no possibility of having an education if you're a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old and you're this most senior person in your family, because you have to go out and somehow scrape together a living for the rest of the family. I mean, for these young people, there are very real challenges. And yet within that, there are still things we can do to reach out to them, to ensure that some form of education is provided, to encourage them to come into education, even if that means we have to build our education offer around the possibility that they're also going to have to work. And also, most importantly, I think with children like that, is to provide them some space where they can still be children. For a 10-year-old to have the responsibility of being in charge of their younger siblings and no one to give them some love and attention themselves is a tragedy, and we need to do things that enable those children to have some glimpse of a loving childhood.
And health also is such a big issue in the developing countries, because it's so unavailable and it's so difficult to get drugs. And when you have a child-headed household and you have a child responsible for taking a child for medical care, that's another problem.
It is a problem, but again, you know, the whole question of child... there's so many simple things we could do. Immunisation, you know, could solve at a stroke so many diseases. You know, that polio, a disease which is unknown in the Western world, is rife in the developing world, and it doesn't need to be, because we have the cure in our hands, and to find a way to distribute that is very important. But it doesn't necessarily have to be done. We have to through the expensive Western model of a big high-tech hospital in the town. What we need to do is we need to develop ways of getting basic medicine and basic public health messages out into the places where people are, including where the children are who are heading these households. So schemes like that I saw just in my last visit to Pakistan, and I've also seen similar schemes in Nigeria, whereby what you do is you train in simple tasks, simple public health tasks, simple instructions on midwifery, or simple questions of enabling people to go out into the community and provide the basic medicines, worming medicine. When I went to see in Pakistan, I went to see what they call health women, health workers, ordinary women with a little basic training sent out into the villages.